Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My healer, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Lord and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Waymaker, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Provider, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My King, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to see. And another day that you've allowed us to assemble ourselves together during this early morning prayer. We thank you, God, that you trust us enough, God, to see another day. For we declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it because you've blessed us to see a brand new day. You blessed us this morning with the use and activity of our limbs. You blessed us this morning to be in our right minds, God, and you blessed us this morning with a reasonable portion of health and strength. You blessed us to see a brand new day because, God, you have some purpose. You have a purpose for us today. You have a plan for our lives today. You have victory in store for us today. You've made a way for us already on this day. God, you have great things in store for your people. And, God, for that we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for another chance to say yes. Thank you, oh God, for your wonder-working power, God, that when we begin our days off with prayer, God, the days are none like any, or they're not like any other, God. When we don't start our day off with prayer, God, things go into disarray. Chaos easily overcomes us. Frustration easily sets into our lives. But when we get our minds stayed on you, when we get our minds and our hearts focused on you before we begin to run throughout the day, when we get ourselves prepared, oh God, to be able to enter into your gates of thanksgiving wherever it is that you take us, and to enter into your courts with praise, God, wherever you take us. When we have a mindset, oh God, that's already prepped to praise you and magnify you, God, there's nothing that the devil in hell, there's nothing that the enemy can try to set before us. There's nothing that this world can do to stop us, oh God, from having the victory on the day. Yes, God, trials and tribulations may come our way, but trials and tribulations, God, are there to make us stronger, to draw us nearer to thee, to closer to thee, to make us focus in on you, and to keep our eyes focused and set on the prize. Trials and tribulations have come so that we won't become distracted. We won't become content in things or being satisfied with not pressing towards you. Those things, God, help us to keep our eyes and focus on you. And when we keep our eyes focused on you, God, you bring us out into every situation. You bring us out all right, God. When we are able to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, when we're able to continue to remain steadfast, unmovable, committed to you, God, you bring us through. You give us strength. You make ways out of no way. And, God, I heard yesterday morning, God, during the early morning prayer session, the man of God said, that we have valleys, or we go through valleys so that you can validate us. You can prove us. You can try us by fire. And God, when we go through the fire, we'll come out as pure gold. So God, as we go throughout our day, not only do we ask you to validate us, but God, we desire that you would walk with us. God, be with us all day long, God. Lead us and guide us and direct us and grant us favor. Order our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. God, show us the way, God. We yield to your will, God, and we yield to your way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We're focused in on you, God. We're not focused in on life circumstances, God. We're not focused on, God, things of this world, God. We're not focused on the things that will lead us astray, God, but we are, our hearts and our minds are solely desiring you, solely focused on you. So, God, show us the way this morning, God. Lead, God, and direct us and bless us, God, in all of our endeavors, God. As we go to work, bless us, God. Grant us favor and help us to be the light that you deem that we should be. For your word says that ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. God, let us not hide, God, behind anything, God, but let us stand boldly, oh God, for you. Stand boldly to be able to declare that you are our God, that you are our King, that you are our Lord, God, and that we are nothing without you. Help us to stand, therefore, oh God, in every single situation, God. Help us to put on that breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, God, the helmet of salvation, God, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God. Equip us, God, with the full armor of God, knowing that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the spiritual darkness of this world, I mean, against powers, spiritual darkness in this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. I got the scripture wrong, God, but we're fighting against enemies that we cannot see, God. We're fighting against things that we cannot fight against. And so we cannot fight against or go into this battle and go into this war, God, ill-equipped, God. But God, give us everything that we need, God. Oh, God, to be able to walk holy, walk acceptable, be the light, be salty, God. Give us everything that we need that we may fight the good fight of faith. God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty by the pulling down of strongholds, God. Oh, God, we have some strongholds that we need pulled down in our lives. We have some strongholds, God, that we need taken down and broken down, God, in our homes. God, we have some strongholds that we need to be crushed, God. Oh, God, in our children, oh, God, in our churches, God, in our ministries, God. We have things that we need to be, oh, God, broken up, God, and that only can be done by you, God. We thank you because, again, God, we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers. Thank you, Holy Ghost, of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and those people are there to try to destroy us. They're there, God, that try to cause us to become, oh God, in disarray, oh God, or out of order, God. But God, I bind the hand of the enemy right now who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I speak life, God, into these, your people, God. I speak endurance into the lives of your people right now. God, I breathe in hope, God. I pray, oh God, that your spirit, God, breathes in hope, God, and I declare hope in their lives. In the name of Jesus, because without hope, God, we are men most miserable, God. If we don't have you, oh God, to look forward to seeing, God, if we don't have that mansion, God, that you have, oh God, mansions upon mansions that you have for us, God, then our hope, oh God, is of a null and void, God. We're most miserable, God. If we don't have you, God, God, we can't make it in this day, oh God. So be with us, God. Let your spirit abide with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory, God, overwhelm us and overcome us and overshadow us and fill us with your goodness, Lord. Fill us with your mercy, God. Fill us with your grace, God, that we may be the rocks that you have called for us to be. God, I declare that won't no rock cry out for us, God, but we'll be the building blocks that you have called for us to be. God, I prayed, God, or I posted, God, several, a week or so ago, God, that we cannot try to force people to be rocks and Chairman Edie reaffirming to be our building blocks or the rocks for our church, stones that we can use for our church. And God, Chairman Edie reaffirmed that yesterday, that not everybody is a rock. We can't, oh God, recycle sand. We can't recycle old things, oh God, that used to be effective or that used to be, oh God, powerful, or that used to work. But God, you allow for us to do a new thing, Lord. So you said, behold, I will do a new thing, God. You have something special in store for us, God. We don't have to recycle old members that jump from church to church, God, that are just sand, God. They can't be built upon, God. They can't be used as foundational rocks, God, foundational stones, so they're ineffective, God. They're not faithful, God. They don't come to church, Lord. They don't participate, Lord. They don't invest in the church, God. Those are people that are sand, God. They're just there just to play around, God. They're not about your Father's business. But, God, I declare, God, that those that are under my sound of my voice this morning, that they will be foundational stones, God, that if they're not, God, that they will get their act together, God, and become foundational stones that the church can grow upon, that the church can build upon. Foundational stones are faithful to the ministry, God. Foundational stones, God, are faithful to you, God. Foundational stones are faithful to the early morning prayers. God, foundational stones are invested in the church, God, mind, body, and soul, God. Their bank accounts, oh God, are participating in the growth of the ministry, God. Their attendance is a part of the growth of the ministry, God. Send us in more stones, God. And God, we don't need any more sand, because God, there's no time to play. Oh God, devil is on every hand, God. The world is growing more and more wicked day by day, God. But God, send us more foundational stones, that as this ministry grows, God, we can expand adequately and efficiently and effectively, that men might see our good works, oh God, and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. We bless your name now, God, because God, you do all things well, and you have great things in store for us. And God, if we're outside of your will this morning, God, we ask, God, if we have fallen short of your glory, God, or if we have not been the foundational stones that you need us to be, God, we ask that you forgive us now, God, for you're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins if we confess them. And then also you're able to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, God. So prick the hearts of your people now. Prick the hearts of those that are not invested in the ministry, God. Prick the hearts of those, God, that are not where they need to be, and why we're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, God. We need to be about our Father's business, and we need to get going now. So, God, touch us from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet. Make us, fully equip us for this battle, for this war, for this fight, for the ministry that you have set before us. Thank you, God, that you never leave us alone. Thank you, God, that you never lead us astray. Thank you, God, that you will not put no more on us than we can bear. For, God, you know what we can bear, and you know the way that we should take. And so, God, we say we trust you. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for hope, God, today. And we thank you for being our Lord and our Savior. Bless us all day long. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. God, we need your glory, God, so we need you to fill us with your spirit. Not more, God, but all of you. God, let the love of God wax strong in us, God, to give us a spirit of compassion, a spirit of humility, a spirit, oh God, to be willing to be reconciled or to a reconciling spirit with those that are disconnected from us and disconnected from ministry, God. Oh God, let your love, God, abide in us, God, and let a spirit of revival break forth through us, God, throughout the day, that songs of praise and songs of worship would take us through this day of fast and consecration as we have reached day 31, God, of our 40-day fast. God, you've taken us far. We're on the countdown now, and we're going up to 3 p.m. today. So, God, work with us, walk with us, strengthen us. God, undergird us and keep us all the day long. And we'll give your name glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.